Sigun arachtigot. Me kaadhanat. Allow me chit. I born in Kusiga and I used to play around.
Eva Cherpanov was in her late 70s when she sat down for this interview with historian Ray Hudson.
Eva, when were you born in Kashiga?
1928.
And who were your parents?
My mother was Sophie.
Sophie Berenin was an accomplished basket weaver from Chernovsky. Her father, Alec Kudrin, was a Kashiga hunter who died shortly before she was born.
We lived with my uncle. Nobody had no running water except us.
Cherpanov's uncle fixed up the family home with a tin sink and a flush toilet, but they still lived pretty traditionally. The family spoke Anangam Tanu, they stored their fish in bags made from sea lion stomachs, and Cherpanov's mom even sewed her a kamlaika from seal gut. She wore the waterproof parka while paddling around in skin boats, which were just being usurped by metal skiffs.
I used to ride in the Badarkis.
Did you?
Yeah.
In
I tipped over one time.
Really?
In the lake. And I was just hollering, you know. Finally, somebody took a bedarka down and picked me up.
Cherpanov was the only kid in Kashiga, so she had the run of the place until 1942. That's when the Japanese attacked Dutch Harbor, some 30 miles across Unalaska Island. After the bombings, the American government evacuated the Anangan people from the Aleutian and Pribilof region, including about 20 at Kashiga.
There was no time to take or anything.
Wow.
Because they can't wait for those planes to come back.
Yeah.
And might bomb us,
yeah.
You know.
Huh.
That was terrible.
That was also the last time Cherpanov saw her home. The Anunga spent the rest of the war in internment camps in southeast Alaska, and after the fighting was over, Kashiga was never resettled. Cherpanov eventually moved to Unalaska in search of a new home. It was hard to do, but it helped that she brought her new husband with her.
Hi, this is Kay Deffendahl here for another segment of Eye on Unalaska. And this week, we're here with John and Eva Cherpanov. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
In this interview, on their 50th wedding anniversary, Cherpanov explained how she met John at the Ward Lake internment camp. He was originally from Akatan.
You never knew each other, and then you met down in southeast?
Yes. Did.
Ah, and fell in love immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got married after.
Okay.
And I had my kids same month, oldest daughter. Fast work.
Yeah.
The Cherpanovs had 10 children during their time together, and Eva joked that she loved her husband so much she married him 3 times. Once before a judge, again before a priest, and finally at a vow renewal.
You've done a lot of things, though, in your life. You've seen a lot of changes out here, and so you're looking forward to another 50 years?
60 years?
Yeah.
No way.
Well, you'll definitely...
When her husband died in 2000, Cherpanov moved from their Unalaska home to the senior center. Her daughter, Julia Dushkin, says it was another difficult transition.
And then she missed my dad so much.
Dushkin says Cherpanov made a point of being out in the community, staying active, and spending time with her wide circle of friends.
She didn't care much to be home alone or anything like that. She wanted to be out with friends or, you know, go here and go there, get her nails done.
While life in modern-day Unalaska was different than Cherpanov's childhood in Kashiga, Dushkin says some of her favorite memories of her mother can help keep the old ways alive, at least a little bit.
I asked her to teach me how to braid seal gut with the meat and the fat or whatever in it. And she took yarn and she put it in my fingers and go like this, like that. And then just tangled up my fingers and I could always remember her telling me, go this way and that way.
Eva Cherpanov died in Anchorage on March 22nd. Only a few Kashiga-born Anunga are still alive today. Their home community has been uninhabited for almost 76 years. In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.